an iPhone gives me 36 hours of fucking active screen time, I'll fucking hop on board. But until then, I'm sticking with the fucking best battery in the business, the Moto Z. Simple as that.
For the battery? Nigga, Tyler, you sound a million years old. I'm sticking with the best battery in the business. Tyler, fuck a battery. We trying to be cute out here.
Hey, I pop a perk, it give me more stamina. I hit that net like an animal. Ooh. She ate that dick like a snack. Animals. Go get some racks, what you better do? LeBron on your head for a band or two. Come here. I know he'll handle it. The nigga, I cancel you. You will get left like a vest. Hey, like look, thot. I am not stressing you. Give me your face, I don't want the rest of you. Ooh. Give me the top, I bop. Got guap on my schedule. We like 500 bows ahead of you. Try out. Send an addy, we sending. Stutter so cold, no medicine. Put in work for this shit, I'm a veteran. Ran off on the blood, he get blocked, I ain't answering.
Yeah,
I keep my shit a lot. I grip a Glock, cause I keep a grip of guap. She like stunning, you dripping sauce. It be hard for me to pick a thot. He playing both sides, they get him knocked off. Won't even be able to pick a side. We beat down your block, they like get inside.
6 hours later on every fucking text we sent him.
Nigga, that's cause of your phone, Tyler.
No, nigga. Why is my phone work? Don't put that shit on.
Because you want it at a Dave and Buster's, bro. Phone. You need a real phone, my nigga. It is fucking my whole ship. What you got to say? What you got to say? Bro, so what you got to say?
How get our shit real time? Shit.
Go ahead.
Hey, yo, shit is the fucked up one.
Dog, bro, it's your phone. I just know it is. I just know it. You know what I'm saying?
It is true that Tyler has the gumball machine phone, but it is also true that if we are all texting at 11 p.m., I'm guaranteed to wake up the next morning to 6 text messages from John about shit we were talking about the night before.
But what's crazy is this is the only group chat, only people this happens with is y'all, bro. Like, nobody else. So the outlier here was Tyler's phone.
I agree. But I also agree that you're the outlier messages come in is fucking John. So
yes. All right, go ahead. What you got to say, Tyler? Go ahead. Say what you got to say. Put your mind.
So every group chat you're in is nothing but iPhone people.
No, but this is the only one that has these issues. Wait. All the group chats are iPhone people. I don't have green bubbles, bro.
Yeah, I don't mean to be an asshole, Tyler, but you are the only group chat I'm in with fucking green bubbles. That is true.
I don't give a fuck about iPhones. I'm not even a fuck iPhones guy. I'm not taking a stance against iPhone. When iPhone gets a better fucking battery, I'll probably hop on board. The only reason I've got this phone because it has the best fucking battery in the world. Like, I charge my phone like once every 2 days. I'm not exaggerating, bro.
The battery's so good, you teleport John 6 hours into the past and check the group chat, apparently.
Tyler, you make really good money. You can afford to charge your phone.
Oh, my shit has
to get home, my nigga. Okay,
dog.
You can charge it in your car. You can charge it. You know what I'm saying? You work from home. You can charge it all day if you want.
Dog. An iPhone gives me 36 hours of fucking active screen time. I'll fucking hop on board. But until then, I'm sticking with the fucking best battery in the business, the Moto Z. Simple as that.
For the battery. Nigga, Tyler, you sound a million years old. I'm thinking with the best battery in the business. Tyler, fuck a battery. We trying to be cute out here.
Fuck that, bro. Dog, there's nothing on y'all shit that I don't do on my. I don't do shit but check my emails, text, make calls, and tweet. The end. That's all I do on my fucking phone. And listen to music.
I can't text. I can't text, so that's one of them. Boom. I love you, bro. You're a great human. You're a prolific fucking Twitterer, and just human in general. But your phone is fucking ass, bro. And fuck that battery, dog.
How is my phone ass when yours is the one that's 6 hours behind on every text message? You are not going to turn. Apple got you brainwashed, bro.
No,
how are you turning this shit on me when your phone's fucking up?
Well, I'm going to just say this. You're the only person with green bubbles. It might be a bad decision. Is everybody else wrong, bro? No. Get that everybody's wrong. Every group chat I'm in. Tyler. Listen, bro.
Yeah, and every group chat I'm in, you're the only one that's fucking up too. So, like, the common denominator here is you're the one fucking up.
Fuck green bubbles, okay? And even if my phone is wrong, it ain't wrong. It's your phone.
Bro, you acting, dog. I'm pretty sure I'm one of the few Android motherfuckers in my other group chats too, and that shit ain't fucking up. So it's your phone, dude.
You got a Mario Kart phone. Fuck that shit, okay? You got an N64 phone.
Excite bike phone.
Nigga said my phone was 16-bit. All right, let's move on. All right, so I'm eating, if you can't tell. I made rigatoni, spinach, and threw some shrimp in there. I need to learn how to make real meals, guys.
You got to come down here and have some of my baked ziti sometime, dude.
Oh, are you serious, bro?
Oh, I'm dead fucking serious.
Oh, bro. Nigga, I spent like a year and a half getting baked ziti in the mall, like, when I worked at Dillard's, bro.
You got fucking Sparrow.
Some Sparrows, bro. I was a country-ass college student in Alabama, bro. That shit was fucking a delicacy, nigga. Like, I was fancy as shit back then to everybody else.
You know, fucking Char actually likes Sparrows, bro.
Because it's good, bro.
Sparrows is God. That's like the best 6-hour pizza, old 6-hour old pizza you can get.
Right.
Like, don't even give me that shit fresh out the oven. Mm-mm. Give me that shit that's been up since motherfucking 12 in the afternoon, and it's 7 p.m. now.
The cheese needs to be fully congealed.
Oh yes, and that motherfucker is exactly. Fire, bro. Throw it in a mic. What you really need to do, bro? Get that old ass motherfucker, put it on a pan, and sit that motherfucker about a minute and a half. That shit, whew. Sparrows is fire, bro. I'm telling you, man. You just actually Italian, so you know.
Like, man, fuck your phone, John. Now I'm on Tyler's side again.
Anyway, let's talk about what we planned on talking about, guys. All right. So we're gonna talk about. He said, "What you? What you gotta say? What you gotta say? What you gotta say? You gotta say something else about my phone, man. You gonna say something else about it? We already agreed that it ain't shit. You better douse me in the fuckery. You know what I mean? I'm over here eating noodles and spinach, nigga. Leave me alone."
Yeah, right. Come down and give you some baked ziti and some minestrone and you know, we'll get you fixed up, buddy.
Do y'all be on like recipes and stuff? Y'all do that shit?
Yeah.
Y'all like hit them up and
I don't really fuck with recipes.
The stuff I make a lot, I don't really need the recipes anymore, but I like cooking new stuff. So like the thing I really like making right now, I haven't made it in a little while, but I'll make like a lemon chicken breast with some angel hair pasta. And like I definitely like that's new to me, so like I need the recipe for that, or I'm gonna like way over or under lemon that shit. You know what I mean?
Angel hair pasta.
Yeah, like if I cook some new shit, I'll check the recipes to find out what goes into it. But I don't trust the measurements. And shit. Like I always season shit to taste.
Right. Yeah, I do add like 150% lemon from what the recipe is, but I. It's the same thing. My baked ziti is probably. I think the last tray I made had like 6 pounds of cheese in it or something.
Hey, bro. I don't know if you can have too much cheese though. Can you over cheese something?
Not ziti. No. Not. I mean, not for me. It's really supposed to be cheese with a little side of pasta in it.
Yeah, that's what I. I mean, shit. I mean, that's how my spaghetti is, bro. Meat with side of noodles, bro.
Yeah, right. It's just a hamburger with some spaghetti.
Right. I really hate a motherfucker that got some runny-ass spaghetti sauce. You know what I mean? Why? Brown turkey is not expensive. You know what I mean? Put some fucking meat in that bitch. I don't want no wet-ass noodles. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right, goddamn. Right, spring that 387 for the half a pound of fucking ground beef or whatever.
Right, my nigga. Right. Did I tell y'all about the time where... I was in college, and I tried to buy ground beef from Walmart, and my car got denied. I declined, bro.
Oh man,
dog, that shit was like $2.87. I was like 21, nigga. There was like four people in line behind me too, bro. Damn. I knew I had that 237 in my motherfucking.
Did you have to take the ground beef back yourself?
No, I hit him with the oh shit. Nigga, first off, I wasn't going to do that, bro.
I would have got to make a walk of shame with some
Right! I hit him with the, oh, let me call my bank real quick.
And then walked outside.
Walked outside to my car and sat for at least 30 minutes, dog. I was like, nigga, you can't buy ground beef. Dog, that is crazy. This isn't sad, guys. I can buy ground beef now. I'm good. You don't have
is that your worst credit card decline ever?
That's the cheapest.
Yeah.
I mean, 230. I mean, come on. And this was like, what, 2004, 2005. So that shit could
I have my shit got bounced at the gas station one time, but I was at like negative empty. You know what I mean? Like I was like a full gallon pass empty. Oh. So I had to go in with like 80 something cents and give it to the guy.
Bro.
I gotta get home, bro. Like, here's my 84 cents. Please give me some unleaded.
Do y'all remember scrounging up like $5 to ride all night? Because gas was like 69 cents per gallon, dog? Man. You might not have had that in LA. Alabama.
It was like 97 cents, bro. Back in like summer 2000 and shit, bro.
Like it was like, my homie just got a Honda Accord. Little four-door green joint, you know what I mean? It was like 5 years old, but cool. You know, that's a little something to ride with. This shit was 69 cents in like 99, bro. We ride all night, not doing shit, because there wasn't a shit to do in Alabama, but we could ride all night off that shit, dog.
See, we used to, I don't think I ever bought gas at under a dollar, although I do remember it being under a dollar before I was driving. It was like low a dollar. It was like $1.15, $1.20 when I started driving or something. And, you know, you could say there wasn't shit to do in Alabama. There was a lot of stuff to do in California. But, like, I mean, you're in Southern California and you're 17 and you have a car and friends. Like, you may as well be the fucking emperor of the planet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, we would just drive all over Long Beach. Like, we would drive everywhere. We'd go racing up and down this big hill we have out here. Like, we would just drive down the beach. Like, that was the fucking life for $1.20 a fucking gallon.
I remember when it got to, like, $1.79, people were wondering, like, if the world was going to end, dog. It was $1.79, and niggas was like, oh my God, gas is fucking going crazy. If gas is under $3 here, I run to the fucking gas station. Like, you know what I'm saying? Dog, we talking about gas, man. This is so. Oh my God. Oh my God. Last night I had a dream. Where I had an opportunity to try out for a professional basketball team, and I passed on it because I was scared my knees would be fucked up even worse. Like, they couldn't handle the pressures of playing sports. This is a dream. I can't even hoop in my dreams, guys. That's old, dog. My dream said, nah, nigga. My dreams, that's fucked up. Anyway, bro. Let's jump into this shit. Ain't much to talk about, man, because basketball is like, there's like a pause in that shit till Thursday. You know what I mean? I mean, All-Star, what did you think about the game? Do we introduce anymore? Do we introduce the game? Do we introduce podcast anymore? Do we do that?
Man, these motherfuckers know who he is, man.
Yeah, you press play. You know what time it is. All right, yeah.
So you already know what the fuck going on.
You know what time it is, son. You shit.
It's but a movie out
here. We shoot. Niggas are not shooting movies, though. Niggas be lying. You know what I mean? Like, whenever somebody says that shit, I'm like, bro, shut up the fuck up. I hate that type of shit. You know what's going on. No, I fucking don't. Anyway, but I'm old. That's probably why I don't. But, so what y'all think about the game, though?
I mean, I think it was your standard All-Star game with a big fucking lead that got blown when motherfuckers locked down and started getting serious. I think we got an all-time great play with the fucking Steph lob and Giannis oop. I think that's gonna go down. We're gonna remember that shit forever. That was fucking phenomenal. But you know, you're standing right there, All-Star. Yeah,
that better than Tracy McGrady throwing it off the glass.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh it's, yeah. I mean, dog. Oh yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Steph throwing a bounce
in game.
That floated over a 7-footer and was within the fucking arm stretch of fucking Giannis, who had to fucking make a tremendous leap to get it. It's just a perfect play, bro.
You saw the ratings were kind of poo-poo.
I mean, I think the NBA All-Star Weekend is by far the best, like, of the major sports leagues, it's by far the best All-Star, like, package, but it's still a fucking All-Star package. Like, Shar and I went out Sunday night, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, dude, like, nobody really watched the game, and I think, like, I mean...
But the Steph to Giannis bounce, like, the bounce lob was, like, the fucking sickest thing ever. It's just, this is the other problem with the All-Star game. Like, I saw that shit on Twitter, and I showed it to Shar. She was like, wow, that's crazy, and then we went back to dinner. You know what I mean?
Hey, y'all got kids, man, so y'all got the opportunity to go to dinner alone, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck an All-Star game, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, it was cool, like... The dunk contest, I did have a moment when old boy jumped over Shaq when he put his elbow in the rim. Diallo?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I got up and ran. I didn't see that coming. That's yeah, fucking that was insane.
Crazy. That was I don't insane. Know. It's kind of crazy no one's ever brought Shaq out before.
I mean, he's 7 foot, bro. Who wants to try? Who wants to do that? I mean, you have to be this generation who are like, we had to evolve to this point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, you know, have you seen, like, kids playing now? Like, it's a totally different game than when I played or when we were playing sports. Like, no, these kids are doing NBA quality dunks in game. You know, jump, get a foot in the lane, and they're booming on niggas. I'm like, we never saw that. Niggas dunk when they got fast breaks, or they might boom on. Like, there will be two or three people in the state that were, like, booming on niggas, like nasty, like, leaguers. But it seems like every great, you know, high school basketball player is dunking on every fucking body. You know what I mean? So I think we had to evolve to that point where we were joking about with Shaq. Like, we finally got to that point where it's like, you know, what, 10 years after you retire?
Yeah.
That we could, you know, we could jump over. So that makes sense. But yeah. The 3-point contest is like the most exciting thing to me now. And is that just me?
No, because by far, dude. And I, like, Shar won't even watch the dunk contest with me anymore. We used to like watching it together, but like, she gets so like cringy, awkward when dudes miss dunks.
And she doesn't have to do it like five times. I'm like, dude, call that nigga Uber, bro.
I know, like, yeah, she
call that man an Uber. It's time to go home.
There's no similar, like, the highs of the dunk contest are always higher than the 3-point contest, but there's no, like, awkwardness. Like, the 3-point contest is just fun and exciting. Like, there's no moment where you're just like, oh, God, like, please don't airball another 3-pointer.
Yeah, like. like Dirk did. You saw he airballed that motherfucker first round?
Yeah, it might be a wrap.
Hey, bro.
That might be it.
I mean, there's no defense. No defense, and that was a long and right, nigga. I don't know, man. I mean, he's all
like had a good run.
You see him run. Have you seen the man run? It looks painful now. I mean, he always had that painful. Like, you said what?
It probably is painful.
I mean, yeah, he always had that little pelican type. You know what I mean? Like the little knobby run. You feel me? But like, not like, yeah, bro. He loves the game more than I probably love anything ever. So I get why he's still playing. But, yeah, that's crazy, though. But, yeah, man, the 3-point contest is the most exciting thing. It's just kind of weird now, man. It's not...
I like the skills challenge better than the dunk contest, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, when people, like, miss 4 and 5 dunks, and it's just like, you know, I'm like, does he still have it to get a dunk off? And it's like, I mean, and then also, you know, we had, like, huge names in dunk contests, you know, that were like, you know, right, when we were young.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It was just
like,
dudes in the fucking All-Star game. You know what I mean?
Right! It wasn't the guys that just wanted to be at the All-Star that didn't get nominated. You know what I mean? It was people who were we going to see playing the next day. You know what I'm saying? Even like the Rising Stars Challenge, which used to be the rookie sophomore game, that's not even as fun.
Man, like, let's be honest, bro. You guys know I love Bron. Not as much as you guys love Bron. I do love Bron, but yeah. I do feel like he killed the dunk contest, bro. Because he was really, like, the first big name to me that was just like, I'm not going to fucking do that, you know?
Why didn't he do it?
And then now I feel like and since he did that, basically, big names are just like, well, if Bron's not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, you know? You don't really see anyone.
Bro, but guess what? We've got Zion next year.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Dude, Zion might break a fucking goal.
We've got Zion.
Dude, I want Zion to be the dude who, like, my dream, I wrote a short story about this when I was in third grade. My fucking dream was for someone to come out and just shatter the living shit out of the backboard at the dunk contest, bro. No one would ever forget that moment, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Run that back, Turbo.
When I made my first million. I ain't panic. I only drink out this hill. I'm done with Zannies. I bought my mama a crib. I'm outstanding. I'm pressing my cousin a pill. Till it's granny. I bought a Chanel in the hills. I'm Chanel Bandit. I still got vintage garments. Old as my granny. Got my interior all man. Now outside candy. I put your bitch in bomb, mama. Cause she pretty. Hey. I'm fucking the face. My ass do not come with a waste. I'm impatient, I don't wanna wait. I eat golden, I am what I ate. I fill up at wood with an ace. And no shame that I hit with some snakes. Cast out on the farm today. I hop in that Ryan race. I never get tired of the hate. Climb up to the top like a gate. You little niggas copy and paste. Got gold like a bottle of Ace. A Coca-Cola bottle her shake. I had a ball today. She drinking Chardonnay. When the court didn't have to debate. Jewish lawyer that handled the case. The codeine got a hell of a taste. With the pounds and all the estates. That money, that's all I can say. When I made my first million, I ain't panic. I only drank out this hill. Now I'm done with Zannies. I bought my mama a crib. I'm outstanding. I'm pressing my cousin a pill. Till it's granted. I bought a Chanel in the hills. I'm Chanel Bandit. Still got vintage garments. Old as my granny. Got my interior all man. Outside candy. I put your bitch in bomb, man. Because she pretty. Hey. Fuckin' whenever I want. I guess I get whatever I want. My supposed on a cat like a dunk. Got a jet in the sky like a hawk. I geek up and I get in the zone. I put all the rest in the vault. Hey. We rich in the butter law. I made my brother a boss, and she keep that dick in her jaw. Keep receipts of the shit that I bought. Keep my links on my wrist when I floss. Carrot stuck in my teeth when I talk. You gon' notice the season when I walk. It's a pen, this is not a loss. You got the G, that is not a track off. If I put on white, then it's gotta be off. She knows her word, but her body gets tall. Sense of turning me on. You wanna know what the cardio cost? Put a Rolex on her arm. When I made my first million, I ain't panic. I only drank out this hill, now I'm done with Zannies. I bought my mama a crib, I'm outstanding. I'm pressing my cousin a pill.
Yeah, let's talk about Zion, man. Luckily, it's a sprained knee, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, luckily. How do y'all feel about this situation, bro? If you're Zion, are you playing anymore?
You know, I think Zion is going to be back because, you know, every like little post game, whatever, he's totally bought into fucking Coach K's preaching. You can tell, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's something that we have to keep in mind. Like, a lot of us don't want him to play again and jeopardize it, but we got to remember that even though how exploitative the NCAA is, most of these kids really love the shit out of playing their sport. You know what I mean?
And college. And college, yeah, fun, yeah. Experience too. Yeah.
And so he's a fucking man right now too.
Right, so I definitely think that he'll be back. He might skip the rest of their five regular season games and just pop up in the ACC tourney, but he'll definitely be a go for the big dance. Absolutely.
I feel like it's cool. All that's cool. Like, he's a man, you know what I mean? He loves playing basketball and shit. I mean, if I'm him, I'm shutting it down, G. I mean, I think that dude, his fucking this is how fickle the sport is. This motherfucker was doing a basic, like, you know, little fake left, go right, you know, with his, you know, that's shit. Ray Allen did that shit all the time, you know what I mean? And his foot goes through his shoe, which causes
PGs.
Why you got all PGs anyway, bro?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
PG is fucking 220 pounds with a smooth as silk game, bro. You're fucking 280 pounds and you play like a linebacker.
Right.
You need to be in them bronze, bro.
No, he needs some fucking tractor tire strapped to his feet, bro.
Dog, man, like, I mean, that's like a step up from just team shoes. You know what I mean? Like, just the basic ass Nikes. Like, PGs are like basic as shit. Why is he in PGs? But yeah, like, his foot goes through the shoe. I showed him laying on the ground, and I saw his entire foot.
his fucking shoe was by his ankle.
Right! And I'm like, that's how fickle the game is, bro. And he's been more popular than most NBA players, even maybe most other NBA All-Stars, since high school. You know what I mean? Like, you are valuable. And you're getting paid 50 fucking K, bro. I get paid more than Zion. And I'm not a hundredth of as valuable as this dude is. You know what I mean? Like, way more than Zion. You know what I mean? Like, this. So, I mean, like, dog. I mean, that's what a scholarship at Duke is 50K, basically, right? So, it's like 49-something. You know, and
like, but look, hey, listen.
He's getting a bag somewhere else.
He probably is, but I'm just gonna say to the getting paid 50K. If I do an ad trade for my website with a restaurant and they give me $100 of food, I don't give them $100 of ad. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't cost Duke $50,000. He's not getting paid that. Like,
No, not at all. And the thing is, like, dude, the guy hit his head on the backboard, bro. He's not using that Duke education for shit. Okay? He is an absolute freak of fucking nature. I understand, and I say that in the best way possible. You know what I mean? Like I understand he loves the game, and that's cool, and he's a kid. He's not even 19 yet, is he? He's not 19
He won't turn 19 until after the draft, I believe.
Right. So, like, I mean, but... dog, like, it's just too fickle, bro. Like, I'm trying to change my life, my family's life. I'm shutting it down, bro. Coach K, everything you said is great. I believe.
I love you. Also, I love thanks my for people giving me more. The platform.
Right. All right, no, that I already had online in high school, but you know, continuing it in college. But yeah, I don't know, G.
I'll just say this, dude. Like, I try to put myself in a perspective where whatever a kid is going to do, I'm going to, like, respect and support the kid. And, like, I understand. I'll say this. If I was Zion, I would probably be in the mindset Tyler was just talking about. Yeah. Like, you're telling me I could be in all the montages and, you know, like, I'm king shit right now. I could be that guy. Like, of course I want to go out and finish the season and try and win a national championship and everything. But if it was my son, you know what I mean? I would be counseling him to do the opposite.
Yeah,
you know, like you might not think of this as a business decision, but the people who are using you as free labor are thinking of this as a business. And it might be time for us to think about the business side of you risking everything for something that you're not getting paid for. And then selfishly, I wanted to send the message to the NCAA, but I don't want to attach my own emotions to it because I hate it when he does come back, we're going to get all of the fucking red hats out here talking about how he's an old school guy and he respects loyalty and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I don't want to be that dude on the other side saying, go send the message that I want to be sent to the NCAA.
Yeah.
All right. And also, if I'm his pops, I've been looking at that Audi R8. Every day on my phone, and I'm like, son, you cannot fuck this up for Papa.
For your boy. Yeah, do this for your mom, man. You see this car she wants? Yeah, not for me, it's for her. At 18, I definitely would come back. Come on, I was obsessed with Duke. I cared more when Duke lost than when I lost, bro. You know what I mean? When, like, Jason Williams missed that free throw against Indiana, I was sick for 2 weeks. Like, the team, people on the team, I was a freshman in college, and my homies on the squad, they were like, bro, I've never seen anybody care this much about basketball, like, about a team. I was obsessed, you know what I mean? But, like, now as an adult, you know, who has, like, some type of, you know, has a different, you know, perception of things and seeing some shit, bro, like, yeah, of course I'm saying don't do it. But, yeah, I mean, I get why he would want to come back, man, but, like, yeah, I don't know. A minute into the game, it just shows how fickle the game is, man. I don't know. But I get it. What do you think about Duke getting fucking drubbed, my nigga?
Bro, I just think it's so ironic that Coach K was, you know, his whole brand was having deep upperclassmen teams, right? Like, he could go, you know, 7-8 deep. And you know, the freshman was usually, you know, like the sixth man who would come in and provide a scoring boost. And now he is completely dependent on freshmen, and that he's not very deep. And like, one freshman goes out, and his whole world is fucked. And that's just like a 180 from the Coach K that we all grew up on.
I will say this: a freshman didn't go out. A Zion.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And you know, when they're preparing for this game, they had a healthy helping of Zion that they was going to drop on motherfucking North Carolina's head. And so when Zion goes out, it's like, okay.
It's now like we got need like a Hall of Fame coach to adjust to that. You know what I mean?
The greatest, one of the greatest college coaches of all time.
Yeah, like if only they had one of those guys.
You know what I mean? But the thing also, you're doing that with kids, bro. You know what I mean? 18-year-olds, man. Like, they got drugged. They shouldn't have got beat by, 13 or whatever. They were down 21 points. But I do see how losing Zion. Tyler, I think your mic is doing the Tyler. I think you're. Are you back?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back.
Tyler's trying to get his lunch in real quick.
Tyler's mic, Tyler's phone. Come on, man. that piece of Dove soap you send messages out on. But that brick, but anyway, man, you're running the world from a brick, Tyler. That's so incredible to me, though. Honestly, I'm not even joking at this point, bro. You have 130,000 followers from a fucking bubblegum phone, bro.
Bro, it's got the best battery in the world.
Listen. You have 130,000 followers, right? From a phone that the only benefit is the battery. That's special too, bro.
I'm gonna tell you this though, bro.
The phone industry.
this exemplifies that Apple's best marketing plan is peer pressure, right? It does because Apple has done a masterful job at convincing people that they're unique by conforming, and it is masterful. Like, all jokes aside, because like there's nothing that you can sell me on that will make me come to iPhone unless they have the best battery in the business. That's all that I give a fuck about.
Why
bro.
Is battery such a big deal to you?
Because I like having my phone on me at all times. I don't like putting that shit up and charging in it, or having to fucking lay on the edge of my bed while my shit's charging and being bored as fuck and not being able to do shit. So
Tyler? What about life? What about life outside of my phone?
Charge so I can get the fuck up and go anytime.
Listen. Promise me before you guys have kids, you're gonna get a phone with a camera that won't make your kid look like he's fucking on the original Nintendo.
Like Zelda, nigga. your big baby kids will come out looking like Mario. You're like King Koopa in this motherfucker, bro. Tyler gonna be the only nigga with an actual camera, bro. You gonna take pictures with an actual camera because your phone camera's so trash.
Bro, my camera is very fucking clear. You guys have seen pictures.
Compared to what, nigga? Oh, shit.
I have to peel the curtain back and say, so we're recording the Zion thing, like 2 days after we recorded the rest of the podcast. I usually don't really listen to the podcast because I don't like my own voice. I've genuinely been like, John needs to drop the podcast so I can listen to the conversation about Tyler's phone, bro.
Woo! Anyway, man, let's get back to Zion, dog. But no, Tyler, honestly, seriously, I'm amazed. I remember the first time I saw your phone, bro. And I was like, that nigga doing that from this? He's doing the most.
That was like 10 years ago,
bro. But you're doing the most with the least. You know what I mean? I mean,
you're like the opposite of Coach K, bro.
Bro. What's your boy's name?
I'm Roy Williams out this motherfucker.
That's right. Coach K doing the least with
bro. Y'all got some players in y'all squad, bro. I mean, it's not normal. It's not the North Carolina teams that have been extremely dominant, but like, y'all are top 10 in the nation, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that, y'all are a solid-ass team. And for like kids to you go into the UNC Duke game, biggest rivalry in college basketball, maybe college sports, potentially in sports, period. All right? And you lose a Zion a minute into a game. I think that's hard for anybody to adjust, particularly to kids. Like, because if I'm out on the court, I'm almost like, fuck this game, nigga. Like, I'm thinking about the chip, nigga. We fucked. He looked like anybody not named Bron or Zion would have snapped their leg in half in that position, bro. Like, you know, that, like, you, I would have seen that and been like, okay, that's probably an ACL or something. We probably threw, bro. You ain't going to win a chip with those without a Zion. So, yeah, man, I don't know, man. And then also,
What did someone say? He's only going to have four McDonald's All-Americans now.
You say, but, that's, you can talk about Kentucky. You can talk about Kentucky,
You only have the alleged best player in the whole class, you know, left.
You talking about RJ Barrett?
Yeah.
He's the best player, but, you know, he won't be. He's not the best prospect. But I'm almost digging myself in a hole by saying that. That was not a good way to defend what I'm saying. But I mean they shouldn't have lost to Tony. I'm talking shit. But I mean, yeah, I still understand how it's difficult to adjust in that situation. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, poor Coach K. He went from four McDonald's All-Americans to three.
I'm not even talking about Coach K. I'm talking about the kids, man. Fuck Coach K, dog. I don't give a fuck about that dude. Is set forever. Like he could come back. He could live two lifetimes and be Gucci. Like, we're off his reputation and off the money he's made, bro. I'm talking about the kids and them wanting to win, man. You know what I mean? So them adjusting. But yeah, man. But yeah, I don't know. It's. I do see how it could be difficult, bro. I mean, even that game when Jones went down, that was difficult. You know what I mean? Like, he's a big part. I mean, I don't know. It's just hard when you used to play with certain people, you know, and you play a certain way with these guys, and you got to adjust. You know, it's difficult.
No doubt. I don't mean to downplay it. I just like making fun of Coach K.
Yeah, and Duke. And dude, honestly, bro, like, I don't like being a Duke fan. I've said this before, bro. Like, I just am. I learned about like the history of the school and like how racist it's been and all that, and I still can't. You know, it's like people. It's like these coffee drinkers and that crack they know they're shooting in their fucking veins. You know, you know what I mean? Just can't say no to this shit, bro. You know what I mean? But yeah. So I don't know. I guess there's no excuse for that.
What do you think about the Nike shit? Everyone's freaking out about Nike because, you know, obviously they made the shoe that exploded off of his foot.
Yeah.
I still think Zion's going to sign with Nike. They're going to have a big fucking campaign about how they're especially making these durable ass shoes because he's a monster or something. They're going to flip it to their advantage. I'm sure of it.
If you're a kid, if you're a Zion, and this is not like you're like Bagley or like Ayton or whatever, or Terry Rozier, where, you know, Puma might have given you the best offer. Nike wants Zion. Nike's going to give him whatever he needs for them to sign to him, right?
Nike's going
to
fuck around and give him like $250 million, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
$250 million, really. Like, that's $250 million might be on the table.
Right, nigga. This is a different type of nigga, you know what I mean? We're talking different numbers now. Yeah, so like, but yeah, like, I'm not choosing Puma over Nike. Just off the strength, you want to be cute on court. Well, the ladies, bro, when you 18, like, and also, like, dog, you really think those Pumas are better technology than even the PGs? That was a freak accident. I've literally never seen that happen before. And he probably gets new shoes pretty regularly.
Yeah, I'm sure he places up a new pair, like, every game, bro.
Yeah, yeah, shit, this nigga like Jordan, yeah, new pair of Nikes every game. And that's a minute into the game, yeet, this nigga done went through the shoe.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's 280 pounds, bro. Second heaviest dude in the NBA if he's in the NBA. One of the strongest motherfuckers we ever seen in college. Taking a sharp, that's nigga, like you said, he needs some tractor tires, nigga. You know, he needs something that's built for and tough, my nigga.
Yeah.
That's an F-350 diesel engine in them motherfucking PTs. You know what I mean? And he got on motherfucking performance tires. that ain't gonna work, my G.
California, everything in technicolor. angels watching over us. Everything is so vivid. You make me view a world that's black and white. Technicolor. Coming through the prisms, the sun is kissing these horizons, the wind is dancing with the fire. I never wanna close my eyes, 'cause everything is so vivid. You make me view a world that's black and white. Technicolor. Across the universe in 7 days, I drifted off the earth to march in your parade. Colors on me, moving slowly. You've been curving, rigatoni, free falling.
That motherfucker is the police, bro.
Bro, I do believe. It worked out too much like a movie for it not to be set up to me, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How can a motherfucker like that go into, like, you know, like, was it witness protection? How?
Mm-hmm.
What is he gonna do? Like, he has 6ix9ine tatted all over his body. You said what?
Some motherfucker, yo. And if you think about it, that whole outlandish look, like once you that dude turns regular, like that's the perfect fucking, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
I was about to say, like, if this dude gets a buzz cut and some fucking concealer, I wouldn't recognize him standing across the table from me.
Exactly.
and there was, I think there was a picture of him in a shirt and tie, and like it was like he looked like the most basic fucking default nigga you've ever seen in your life, bro. that could be it, but he got in there and started singing. And if he wasn't a plant, this is one of the weirdest stories that has ever happened in rap.
Nah, bro. If he was a plant, they don't do a plant like this where they like he'd be all out in public. You know what I mean? Like if he was a plant, we would not know who the dude was.
Man, this might be some new shit.
It's just weird to me. it's just weird to me that this motherfucker got slapped with 50 years, and they're willing to lift all 50 of those years for him to bury some dudes who are already buried. You know what I mean? That shit just don't add up to me, bro.
I mean, he must have done a lot of singing, bro.
I mean, the type of singing that would put you in the witness protection program.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what
I mean?
That shit, the shit they were doing might have came, racketeering? I mean, that shit might have came from some high places. Who was fucking racketeering, bro? Nigga, when the last time you heard that outside of a movie, bro? When's the last time you heard that word outside of a movie? Right?
Yeah, racketeering, conspiracy, firearms offenses, and narcotics trafficking.
there's somebody else running that business, bro. That is probably a big deal, my nigga. There's no way he's like just a part of that, like, or even like orchestrating that at all. Like, there's not some normal motherfuckers on the street orchestrating all of that shit.
No, he was, look, I mean, a lot of street gangs have big money behind them.
Yes.
I mean, in Long Beach, it's not unheard of for dudes who are associated with certain gangs to have enormous fucking bail amounts paid in cash. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, so, like, that, and that's who they want to go after. And to be honest with you, like, that sort of makes me happy, right? Like, I would rather them go after those guys than just like street offenders who some of them maybe are just in a life situation where they feel like they don't have options or like whatever. Like, absolutely go after fucking boss guys, but
yeah.
But the problem is, if it's really like that much money behind it, then, you know, good luck with witness protection, bro. Like,
I just don't see it, bro. Like, if they got money like that, they got, you know, there's dirty cops. They exist. You know, you can infiltrate that shit, bro. Like, you ain't. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't really know how witness protection works.
Like, people know who his family is, and you know what I mean. Like, it's not good, bro. It's crazy.
I mean, and they were talking about he was getting shot at and shit. I'm like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what has he done to get him shot at? You know, is he just a troll? But yeah. Apparently not, bro. Like, this is some real ass shit. Hey,
someone on Twitter said it perfect. Like, he wanted to go do a, like, I'm in a gang day camp with the fucking
right, make a wish kid and shit.
Yeah, he was a make a wish kid with this gang, and and now everyone's lives are gonna be ruined, bro. Like, He thought he was in a movie, and he found out it wasn't a movie. You know, like that's what fucking happens. That's why my family moved from New Jersey to fucking Whittier. Like, that's why my grandpa wanted to get the fuck out of New Jersey, Trent, New Jersey.
So you're saying the dude was just trying to be affiliated, got actually involved in that shit, and snitched on everybody?
Oh, 100%. Right? I mean, that seems very clearly like what happened to me. Like, If the FBI or someone was trying to take this group down, you wouldn't send in a fucking famous dude, but it's absolutely, I mean, look, like, that, I 100% think that's what happened.
And now, I just don't see how those 50 years disappear. 50 like that,
years
though,
of,
bro.
To earn 50 right, years, 50 you years. Do a lot. I don't think snitching is going to get you to unearn that.
I mean, he hasn't, like, they're talking about a drastically reduced sentence, but at least the last thing I heard was that, like, he's not going to do no jail time, or at least that's not official
zero.
Yet, right?
Zero. He's doing zero jail time.
I heard it was like it was going to be drastically shortened, and he's going into witness protection afterwards.
They're saying he's not going to do a day more after this shit is wrapped up.
Trip off this, bro. Like,
if he's snitching on enough people, I guess they got to get him out of there.
Right. Like. You ain't making it. You ain't doing years in jail after snitching like that and not getting. I mean, and not only did you snitch, but everybody knows you snitched. It was 6ix9ine that snitched. Like, he's, you know, like, he had a...
You literally dyed your hair the color of the motherfucking rainbow.
Right, bro.
You made yourself the most noticeable. You made yourself the least witness-protected person in America.
He had videos with Nicki Minaj, bro. Like, you can't ignore it. Who the fuck... Everybody knows who the fuck he is, even if you don't want to know who he is. You get locked up at a position like that, bro.
And another thing, bro, he's only been hot for about shit a year at the most. Like, it takes way longer to put a RICO case together than that, bro. Way longer.
It does? I'm not familiar.
No, bro, that depends on what they have, bro. I mean, you know what I mean? If they got the goods, they got the goods. Like, if it would take way longer to put it together if they were putting someone in, but if this dude just really got a phone with text messages from every single member of this organization up and down the ladder, like,
who was allowing you just to be a part of their gang, though? You know what I mean? And it's one thing, like, where you're like Chris Brown, where you just get to say, "What's up, blood?" You know what I mean? Like, that's you. But like, you actually are now, like, you're a part of like the business. Like, you let them into your on your business side. Like, I'm not a gang member. But if I were, that motherfucker with the rainbow color hair is not getting told the fucking, you know, the real shit, bro. I'll be in this fucking video for a certain amount of money, but I'm not letting him in on what the fuck I got going on, dog. I'm not letting him snitch on me. Somebody else gonna snitch on me. It's not gonna be that motherfucker. Cause you know,
yeah, but that's the problem though, bro, is like, cause it's just, he got so involved with everyone, right? Like, he was hiring other dudes from the gang to be his security. Like, so I would just imagine the flow of information got fucked up to where no one at whatever level that he was at should ever have had as much information as he had. But these dudes are probably like, oh, this guy's the fucking celebrity mascot of the gang or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to tell him some story and I'm going to hear about it in a song, like with no names on it or something, not thinking, oh, this dude's going to get himself arrested and fucking tell everyone my whole life story.
I mean, the mascot don't get no real clock, bro. He ain't getting no playtime, my nigga.
It sounds like he got enough, bro.
Right, got enough. Don't let the mascot into the game, my nigga. Let him do mascot shit. God damn,
so
bro.
You guys think he was? You guys think he was like sent in there like ahead of time, like with the knowledge that he was gonna go get information?
I mean, that is I don't know if they could have made him pop in the way they made him pop, but it seems very odd, bro. All of it. Famous. You said what? You said what?
It would explain how a dude who looks like that could get famous, I guess.
Shit, I mean, that's a hell of a job of manipulating the game, but I feel like, I don't know, bro. That's very odd. 50 years. 50 years is a lot of time. And I don't know how just snitching is going to earn all that 50, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like you at least got to do, like, goddamn 10 or 12 for me to, you
right.
know.
Hey, I need 17, bro. You need a 10, you need to do, you need like 17 years of that 50 or something for me to, you know. I don't know, bro.
But the whole 50 disappearing, bro? For motherfuckers who are already on the hook, that shit ain't don't add up to me, man.
We ain't never gonna see that nigga again, bro. That's so wild. This nigga was just on the fucking Breakfast Club talking dumb shit. He was memeable as fuck. You know, I'm beefing with all these niggas, man, and we will never see him again, bro.
That's hey, man. Wild. My grandpa was a dude who could handle himself and everything. The only time in his life he ever hit me was he knew, like, I loved all my, like, mob movies and shit when I was growing up. And and I was watching The Godfather 2 at his house, and he walked in the room and just slapped the shit out of the back of my head, bro.
Why?
You know what I mean? And he's just like, you don't want to find out, dude. Like, this shit's it's not a movie, bro.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Mike, you really Italian, dog.
Italian as fuck.
Like Italian as a motherfucker. That's crazy.
Well, my grandpa came into New Jersey through Ellis Island from Sicily, and his name was Anthony Gardabasio, bro.
There was only one job for him.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so he decided to move to he went to Rutgers off the GI Bill after World War II and got fuck out of New Jersey. Came out west, bought an orange grove, and became an accountant.
Got off the phone with my partner. He told me he need 3. I told him I got him. Huh? You probably ain't heard how I'm rocking. I beat your ass up. Leave my gun in my pocket. Yeah. Just went up on my prices. You dig?
I went up.
Keep a gun with no license. You dig?
Off the top, I ain't writing this shit. I keep a Glock. I ain't fighting your bitch. Yeah, I'm trying to strike him. Come here. I got shit on lock. Right, lost.
Sent the DM, she think that I like it. Uh-huh. I just want some good hair, she want Titus. Hit my music on Apple and Tidal. I got the juice like I'm Snapple, I'm viral. She set my dick for a pic.
Uh-huh.
I smack her ass, give a dick. I turn your ass to a lick, bitch.
We hop off the Sprinter with sticks. We came for a show, but these rhymes ain't for show. Nigga, do the wrong thing and we in this shit.
Okay.
We hop off the stage, then we follow. Nigga, Reek, you trying to go viral?
Pussy.
He get beat to sleep for playing tough in the club. He won't remember tomorrow.
I'm a real
block star.
Uh-huh.
Stunning man, got the block.
Uh-huh.
My name in the streets like I pop something.
Yeah.
Nigga play with my name, had a block jump.
Your bitch on my dick when I drop something.
You ain't hit no leaks, nigga, stop front.
Uh-uh.
I ain't tryna lip box.
I'm tryna knock him out the frame.
Stunning gon' crop something.
Come here.
Looking for his bitch like he lost
but
something. She with me, I got my feet
ha.
Up.
Ha.
My dick on the plate, make her eat up.
Eat.
You can still get a pee, boy, they cheat.
Ha.
A trapper turn rapper, been losing my play, cause I've been out of town for a week.
Damn.
Too busy, I can't pick my phone up.
I can't.
Don't argue with hoes, bitch, we grown ups.
Yeah.
I walk it out, DJ Ump.
Walk it out.
Got that fire on me, now fuck a Trump.
I'm
do my dance on your man, she gon' fuck. Nigga, play with the gang if he want.
Yeah.
I do a show, get your hit.
Get your hit.
125 hoes on my
25.
Dick. I bumped into your swoop, she a gunner.
Gone.
She was my type of boo, I ain't want her. Master down through the crew, it go stun.
Okay.
Brushing that pack off like a punter. I send that boy like his uncle. He claiming something, we putting him under.
Come here.
We be down this block like some drummers.
Wham.
No thug, I'm really with gunners. Hey, I'm in her mouth like a sucker.
Ooh.
I use a face, I want that on the cover. Four times, these bitches love me.
Four
see
time.
Me with the baby, now they wanna fuck me. And if I do, bitch, you lucky.
Ooh. I bet he gon' die if he touch me.
That was somebody, I just see him.
Four times, four times.
Number one, Game of Thrones.
Okay. Okay. Game of Thrones.
I'm only halfway through it, but it's number one.
Okay, what? So what's up there? What's up there?
I think the Holy Trinity is probably Game of Thrones, Sopranos, and The Wire, right? I think that's for everyone's fucking Olympic podium there, probably.
Yeah, and I think I'd probably hear people mention Breaking Bad as often as those three. Yeah. I would go in a different direction, like just away from like the HBO drama, even as great as HBO drama Wonder is. Years. I would point out like The Simpsons,
Wonder Years,
or a Saturday Night Live, like shows that have had shows that like you can't imagine what like American comedy would look like without them. You know what I mean? So someone I read a book I thought was perfect was like The Simpsons, the acknowledged golden era of The Simpsons is like it's a longer body of work than Shakespeare produced. You know what I mean? Like, so even if you cut off the last 20 seasons or something, like I do still think they did something that was perfect.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not like a serious drama the way that these other shows are. Yeah, but yeah, for me, no one's ever done anything anywhere close to Game of Thrones. It's not really even fair because their budget and the scope of the show is so much bigger than what really almost anyone else is doing as well.
This as far as like many different things, like the fucking storyline. All right, how this is the only show I've seen be able to get rid of characters that are seem like. The show is just, you know, basically, you know, founded on, and it still keep going. The fucking way it's shot, you know what I mean? Like, the casting, all of it's great, bro, right? As far as that way, I don't see that anything is better than that. But I watched Wonder Years, and I feel totally different about it now than I did as a kid. And I understand it in different ways, but it's still just as good, maybe even better. And, dude, I watched that shit starting off. I was, like, in elementary school, I think. You know, when I was first started watching that shit. And I'm fucking 36, and I'm still moved to damn near tears watching the shit. You know what I mean? Certain episodes. It's hard to put something over something like that, man. Does it make sense?
Here's what I mean, because you're finding nostalgia there in the whole coming of age that you relate to there. And now that's not taking anything from Wonder Years.
I relate to the parents now more. I relate to the parents now. I relate to the parents now more. I see it from a totally different scope. Like, my perception is totally different now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that relationship always kind of stuck out to me even as a kid, because you can tell that there was a very passionate, you know, young love there that has kind of just dwindled away with time, you know, and the fucking stresses of being a working parent. And, you know, so that's something that always stuck out to me, too. Even as a kid, I kind of peeped on that shit, like the whole fucking episode when Kevin went to work with his dad and he understood why his dad came home angry and shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But at the same time, I know there was probably times where you were like, fuck his dad, too, because his dad was an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, but now I can see, like, damn. And, like, also it's like, yo, if I have kids, you know, when I have kids, if I have kids, hopefully, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I hope I don't bring some shit home like that and take it out on my kids. Yeah. I don't want to be that dude, you know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah, and the Wonder Years and the Wonder Years was fucking masterful with those throwback, you know, home films that they would show.
Oh,
and Kevin's
man.
Dad was a fucking funny. He was a funny, lively guy in those films, right?
Yes.
And he was just dead on the inside, you know, fucking 15, 20 years later. And that shit killed me even as a kid, bro.
Yeah, but even like seeing like how like the parents' relationship would go up and down. You know, it's so closely mimicked life. It's so closely mimicked what I would see. You know what I mean? Where like people like, you know, were y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? There's something going on in the background.
Someone got a vacuum on.
No, I don't hear shit. So, okay. Shit, is it me if I don't hear shit?
I think your shit, your the sound of your joint changed.
Okay.
Yeah, just like your phone. Fucked. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's just so closely mimicked real life. You know what I mean? Where like, and you see like, it's just, I mean, I would feel the pain of his mom or the dad when they were going through shit. Even as a kid, and rooted for them in that way. I don't know, man. It was a very special show, man. Very special. And I feel like Game of Thrones is, you know, like it's kind of okay. The it's I hate to say this. It's It's not a good analogy, but somewhat. I hope it makes you understand. But like, okay, like The Revenant. You remember that movie?
I remember the name. I do not remember that fucking movie though.
The Revenant was one with the dude that's in that. What's the fucking name, dude? Let me look this shit up real quick, man. The dude that he won an Oscar for this shit. He won his first Oscar. He should have won a whole bunch of other ones. I don't be knowing white people's names, man. I'm sorry, dog. Revenant movie.
Oh, you talk about fucking DiCaprio.
Yeah, what's funny is
Tom Hardy.
DiCaprio. Yeah,
I remember that.
Okay,
yeah, I saw that shit.
Okay, cool. Okay, you remember how like you knew it's gonna get a lot of Oscars? When you looked at it, you were like, okay, this is gonna get a shit ton of Oscars, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel like it didn't touch me as much emotionally, obviously, as like the Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones is much better done. I felt like the storyline for The Revenant was not all that good at all. You know, I mean, I think it was just shot in the way that was supposed to win Oscars. You know, it was like a cheat code. I kind of feel similar to that at Game of Thrones, where like Game of Thrones, they didn't like the way that they approached Wonder Years was not as sophisticated as Game of Thrones. But I feel like there are certain other aspects of it that were a lot better, that were much more connected, made a person watching it or the audience much more connected to the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why the hesitation?
I don't feel like Game of Thrones does any pandering though, right? I feel like it's grand in scope because it's a fucking grand ass story.
Yeah, the premise of it is grand as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it could not be grand. You know what I mean?
I'm just from, like, the first episode, it's just been apparent. Like, I've never seen anything. I feel similarly to, like, what Marvel's done with their whole expanded universe. It's like, whether you like it or not, or you fuck with the genre or not, like, no one's ever done anything like it. I mean, Game of Thrones is basically, like, an 80-hour high-budget movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're watching a movie every night. Oh, no doubt. Every Sunday we watch a movie.
The other thing I say about television is this. Shar and I were watching Justified a few years back. I don't know if you guys saw Justified. We really liked that show.
I didn't see it. We
made a joke that, like, basically I feel like your 10th best TV show of any year from the last 15 years would be, like, the best television show ever for anything prior to, like, 1995. You know what I mean? Like, everything's just so much better and so much – and, like, now that it doesn't have to be – such a, like, rigid format. You don't have to have the fucking laugh track.
Oh, yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I would put Seinfeld on my list of best TV shows ever. Sure. But to be honest with you, like, the fucking laugh track just kills me when you, like, when you watch those episodes where Kramer comes in and everyone, like, gives him the standing O and you're just like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like,
You know what show we don't give enough credit for shifting shit away from the whole soundtrack and the whole, you know, subtle humor shit? Malcolm in the Middle. That's the show that started all of that shit with no soundtrack.
That's a good point. Really?
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, that shit was like 1999, 2000.
I remember. I loved that show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember that was like the first comedy I remember seeing without a laugh track. With the fucking 4 or 5 plot lines going on in the same episode. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's if you look at, you know, sitcoms today, they are all, most of them are following Malcolm in the Middle's blueprint.
You know what other sitcom was really good but just never took off? Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, I love Freaks and Geeks.
That shit was so good, but it just never hit. And I never understood why, bro. Like, I remember watching that shit as a kid, like, this is great, and nobody ever talked about it. But now
I love Sports Night. It was a show Aaron Sorkin did before he did West Wing, and it was so it was like 98 to 2000, and it was the same thing. It was a sitcom about, like, people making Sports Center basically, but halfway through it, like, because it was filmed like West Wing, so it was filmed. It wasn't filmed in front of an audience.
What's this called?
Sports Night.
Oh,
and so, like, the first half of the first season, there's a laugh track, and then finally they convinced ABC, like, halfway through the first season, like, can we stop having a fake laugh track over this show that was not filmed in front of a fucking live audience?
Yeah.
Laugh tracks basically just, I mean, I, I, I still watch Seinfeld. It's probably the only show with a laugh track on it that I would still really be able to watch. You know what I mean? Just that in and of itself fucking kills the show for me.
Y'all about to fuck me up, bro. Because I don't even notice it when I watch Seinfeld. I don't even notice the laugh track. Like, I don't really pay that much attention. Like, even when Kramer comes in and people are like, I'm actually laughing. Like,
it was just for like part of one of the early seasons, and then they basically started telling audiences, we don't want there to be 10 seconds of fucking applause before we get to the joke. So like, doing this, you know.
Okay.
But there's like early, like the first season or second season or something, you'll definitely notice there was a stretch where it was like, he would burst through the door, and then he'd have to just stand there mugging. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, I agree with your point about like how things are just way better. Like, I mean, if you look back at like Family Matters, it was just not good at all. And I mean, even as a kid,
that we, like, loved growing up, are just fucking garbage when you watch them now.
Boy Meets World is still good. Boy Meets World is still great. That's still great. I saw a couple episodes probably like 6 months ago. Boy Meets World is really good. Family Matters was trash. Like, I mean, even as a kid, though, I was like just kind of annoyed by Steven Urkel.
What's the name of the girl in Boy Meets World?
Topanga.
Topanga.
Yes.
Yeah, she's an all-timer, bro.
I remember Topanga, and I did remember Leonardo DiCaprio's name. That tells you something about how much she meant to me as a kid. You know what I mean? Yeah, Topanga. Yeah, she was.
That's fucking hilarious. I just had to Google her to make sure that I had my age to her age right. She's 3 years older than me, so we're good to go.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when Corey fucked up. And they broke up, you know what I mean? Where like he was like, you know, he came back to her and was like, yo, because he was fucking with this other chick or whatever. He got into this other chick. He's like, yo, I messed up, you know. I want to be back with you and shit. And she says something like, you should have known prior. In fact, she's like, I appreciate you. I still love you, all that shit, but you should have known prior. It doesn't take him back. And that shit, I was like, oh, shit, like, this
fucked you up. You don't want to talk to your mom for the rest of the day. You're just, like, in your room with the door closed.
I was hurt when they broke up, man. I was rude for them, man. But also, man, like, you know, like, that's real life. Homie should have knew. You feel me? Like, homie should have knew, man. I wish I learned that lesson when I saw it on TV. You know what I'm saying? had to make some mistakes, you feel me?
Boy Meets World was good. Trying to save you some time, bro.
Trying to save me some time. You know, I'm 36. I learned. Cool. We Gucci. You feel me? I don't need to know everything. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Like, yeah, Boy Meets World was good. Like, I don't know. What do you think one of the best movie of all time is? What's your favorite movie? Or not even what's your favorite. What's the best movie of all time?
My favorite is Goonies, and that's strictly off nostalgia being an 80s kid.
My guy. We really did all grow up at the same time. That shit makes me so happy that you fucking said Goonies, bro.
right. Goonies is a great movie.
That's definitely my favorite.
I would say, I think my favorite movie... I think my favorite movie is Do the Right Thing or Tombstone. I think the best movie I've ever seen is Shawshank Redemption.
Bro, we used to quote Tombstone fucking relentlessly, bro. Oh my fucking God.
Listen, bro. Doc Holliday, best character.
Realest friend of all time, bro.
That motherfucker said, I got a bunch of friends. And old boy said, well, I don't. He said, this motherfucker's out here coughing blood, fighting TB. You feel me? You know what I mean? Coughing blood before getting in fucking shootouts. And old boy's like, you know, why are you out here?
Dude hopped off his deathbed to go clap some dudes up for his homie, bro. It don't get no realer than that.
That motherfucker had that duel and he told him, Wyatt Earp, like, you gonna lose, my nigga. I mean, he told him straight up, you gonna lose, G. And got off his deathbed to fight that motherfucker. You feel me? And then this is nuts at this moment. When old boy gets him, that little extra ass nigga that was all showboaty doing all in the saloon,
with the gun and shit.
Doing all that shit with a gun.
And he did that shit with a teacup.
With a teacup, nigga. I'm like, that's cojones, bro. Them shits was dragging under his chair, bro. He didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's the best way to disarm
a motherfucker who's way too serious about themselves and you just make them a joke. Those motherfuckers can't handle it when you do that shit.
That nigga was gonna hate Doc Holliday for the rest of his fucking existence because of that moment. This motherfucker,
I'm throwing it.
All this shit, Doc didn't even get up. He just leaned back and got to twirling the motherfucking cup. That is beautiful, man. That movie was so special, man. But I think the best movie of all time to me is probably Shawshank. Or another movie that is not talked about a lot, Road to Perdition. That movie really, really was fire as fuck. But
Road to Perdition has some crazy shit. I would say for me personally, probably Jurassic Park. That would be like the one movie where like I could sit down right now and probably type out the entire script to that movie from memory. But I would put like Godfather 2 in there too. I've probably seen both those movies like probably like 100 times, bro.
Godfather
Road to Perdition when Paul Newman, you know, goddamn, when Tom Hanks ran up on Paul Newman to kill him, and Paul Newman was like, I'm glad it's you. Bro,
I'm
emotional right now, dog. You know what I mean? That movie was so good, bro. And it came out of left field. Like I just happened to watch it one day. I didn't even try to. You know what I mean? And I just happened to run across it. This is fire. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't watch Godfather until like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. You Dude. Sound like me, Mike.
That is really? Genuinely genuinely shocked the shit out of me, bro.
Yeah. I haven't seen golf. I didn't see it until then, but I mean like dog, like Sonny getting clapped up at the causeway, that still fucks me up, bro. I still be
bro,
like, damn.
Shaq has a great quote about the wings that he played with, and he said that fucking Penny was Fredo. He was too soft. Yeah. He said fucking yeah. He said Kobe was Sonny. He was too fucking hot headed and power hungry. And then he said Wade was Michael Corleone. He was like, you know, just right, just the perfect
airman. Yeah, yeah, I fucking love that quote, bro.
Yeah.
Never heard of that, but that makes a bunch of sense, man. Are you seeing that?
Kobe is the most sunniest fucking basketball player you could easily think about.
Seeing that dunk in the All-Star game moved me a little bit. When you saw that dude, we broke it down. He was like, young D Wade looked away because he knew he'd throw more of them. He said, you know, old D Wade looked back because he knew this was going to be the last time. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that shit fucked with me, bro.
That fucked with me, man. We lucky to have been, dude, we saw Jordan play. You know what I mean? We've seen like some great tandems. We've seen, you know, Bron dominate and change the league. We've seen, you know, like the Warriors fuck. I mean, as much as I hate them, bro, it's incredible to have seen this, to have witnessed this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, we've seen some, this is a, we've seen a lot of great things. And I guess every generation or every, like, you know, generation be like, yeah, I saw this and you didn't see it. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's true, but like,
wasn't even a high def though. You know what I mean? Like,
you was listening to your shit on motherfucking radio,
you
nigga.
On this fucking 12-inch TV, black and white,
baseball player
doing something.
Right, shit. And what then, a bummer. And a lot of times it might have been through the radio. You might not have had a television in the crib. Definitely not a color TV. My mom.
You know what Char's dad said? Because he grew up on a fucking pineapple plantation in Hawaii, right? Like 80 years ago. He said they had a radio where a dude would listen to a radio and then people would act out the baseball game.
You know what? That's kind of cool. Way. No, that's kind of dope though.
It is super dope, but at the same time, I'm just sitting there like I can't not even picture that shit, bro. They're listening to Giants games or Dodgers games like fucking rapped, but like they just had one radio for the whole plantation or whatever, so they couldn't all like gather around and listen to it at the same time. You know what I mean?
And that's kind of...
That shit sounds fun as fuck. Like imagine you're the dude stepping up to the plate and you have no idea you're about to homer and then you jump out the park.
Right. I'm jogging like I actually hit that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm that excited. You know what I'm saying? But like also, it would be really fucked up to like hear about like what LeBron has done and not actually saw it. You know, if I heard it, you know, and like it's a totally different thing seeing it live, you know, seeing it like as it's happening. You know,
yeah.
What I mean?
Actually,
like,
let me say that's the only bad part of Shaq's analogy, the Godfather analogy, is that Shaq is very much not Vito fucking Corleone, like, and you. like personality wise or whatever else wise, you would have to say that that would be Braun, right? Like a dude who took losses, but the losses meant something, and you know what I mean? Like he's a mastermind, and he obviously really likes wine as well.
Dog, man, like to not have seen the block, you know, to not to have seen, you know, like, I mean, that's the greatest comeback of NBA in NBA Finals history. Like to not have seen that block, like imagine being if you can't describe that block in a way that adequately that does it adequately. You can't. Like you try to tell me what happened, or you want me to tell you, I'm going to just show you. You know what I mean? Because it's way more amazing, like if you see with your own two eyes. Or like this, I mean, like, you know, the that moment when fucking Kyrie hit that shot. Like, you have to see that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All right, can I jump back on the TV thing? So, Tyler, is Game of Thrones, would that be your best TV show ever in your opinion?
You know, like I said earlier in the group text, like, I don't think we've ever seen a show this popular and this critically acclaimed. Like, it's got the most Emmys of any show ever. And, you know,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the most Emmys ever. The season 7 premiere had higher ratings than the fucking Cowboys Thanksgiving game did that year, dude. And this is fucking dragons and fucking sorcery. And that's just wild to me that like I mean because imagine, you know, a showrunner presents this show to you. You know, they tell you, "Hey, it's going to be a fucking dragons and sorcery and fucking 40 fucking characters." You would think this is going to be a miss show. This is some Comic Con shit, and it's never really going to take off. And you might fuck around and pass on it because you don't see the broad appeal of it. And it is
one of the most broadly appealing shows ever. And that is just something that is fucking mind-boggling to wrap your mind around that a fantasy, you know, a fucking niche fantasy show is this fucking big of a deal, this popular.
Your mic, switch it up again on us. It got fickle, bro.
It's because of your phone, John.
Yes, because of my phone?
Can you? It's because of your phone.
Because of my phone?
Yeah, it's because of John's phone.
Fuck that shit. Anyway, so what were you about to say, Mike? What was your point? You about to say something?
Oh, no. I was just curious what he thought. I don't think I heard him say how he felt one way or the other about it. So
yeah, I actually think it's the best show of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'll ever get a consensus because, of course, it's a matter of opinion. But I think if Game of Thrones knocks season 8 out the park, they will perhaps have the strongest case for the best show ever.
I can't. And like I was saying too, like it's 8 seasons, bro. All of the good, like, how many seasons was Sopranos? It was a good amount of seasons.
Yeah, Sopranos has some shit, man.
Sopranos was from what? 6 seasons.
Okay.
From 01 to like 09?
So, how many seasons was it? You said, was it 8 or was it 6 or 8?
It was 6 seasons, but it was spread out over like
okay.
Because of how long it took to do the last season. But like, would we not? I mean, I love the Sopranos too, but would we not acknowledge like there's definitely some like down parts of the Sopranos? Some of what I'm saying about Game of Thrones is going off of what you guys and everyone else have said because we're like halfway through season 4, but like there has not been one episode where I was like, okay.
7 seasons, every episode matters.
Right, it's not just matter, but it's just like, god damn.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you watch a 2-hour movie every time you watch a 50-minute episode. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there's scenes, like, you'll get to this, but, like, there's scenes I've seen, like, fight scenes where, like, they show the whole shit, and I have to pause it because I'm overwhelmed. I'll just pause it, like, because I'm like, holy shit.
There's a fight scene that Mike hasn't come across yet that is good enough to be in the movie theaters, and he'll know it when he sees it.
Oh yes.
Saw a fucking gif of it already, but yeah, okay.
Starts that fight scene that is so incredible that I get emotional watching that shit, bro. So yeah, you'll be it's fire as fuck. Yeah, there's nothing negative I can really say about it. So yeah, I guess it's the best.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right, I'm hollering at y'all, boys.
Wait, hold on, wait. Right. Haunting of Hill House. For anyone who's doing Internet Friends Book Club, Haunting of Hill House, we'll talk about it on next episode or two episodes. What do you think?
I mean, I could probably knock that motherfucker out.
Did you get your copy, Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still ain't got the shit.
Oh, you still ain't got?
I'm gonna get the shit.
I ain't got the shit. I'm gonna get the shit.
Okay, next episode or episode after. We're not gonna bring it up, just read it, and then we'll talk about it on the show.
Okay. Also, the idea we had with the, like, what is it, the graphic idea? Somebody just sent us like an email and we just gave them the money. So so the competition has, you know, somebody won. we didn't even get a chance to put it out. He just sent us some shit. We're like, yeah, this is good. We'll take it. Yeah, so sorry. Yeah. All right. We're done. Boom.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. No. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. Sit right next to you. I try not to show how I feel about you. Think you wish you were, but we don't really want to. I just wanna get away and sit right next to you. You, I don't wanna kiss you. Yeah, I just wanna feel you.
Day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. Sit right next to you.